Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be starting a series of Shiurim on Kedushas Mitzvahs Habayis. And I request that this is only listened to by people who are either already married or engaged to be married. And this Shiur should be Le'ili Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachne. And L'schus Nechikitl Bas Rachel Esther, Shishivizoch the Zara Shel Kayama, Zara Dila Yusuf, Dila Yiptom, Ibsgome Arises. We're basing ourselves in a country called Mishkan Yisrael, which is written by Talmud Chacham, who it's clear from the book who he is, but you see that he didn't really put his name in explicitly, so he wants to remain nameless, even though he thanks his father, so that makes it pretty clear who he is. And therefore, if he doesn't mention his name, I won't mention his name, but it's a Kedai to purchase. It's called Mishkan Yisrael. And we're going to be starting from the very beginning. Chazal teaches that any Nevuah that was needed for the Doros was written. Any Nevuah that wasn't needed for the Doros wasn't written. Meaning that the Nevuah that we have, the Nevi'im who came to tell us, to exhort us to keep the Torah, were written because we needed it. So the Torah that we have, as we need it for our Shlemus, we need it to help us deal with the Yetzer Hara. Person doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, doesn't need Torah, like Moshe said to the Malachim in Shabbos Peches. You have Kina, you have a Yetzer Hara, we do, so we need the Torah. The place you learn Torah is called a Beis Medrash, Lashon Drisha. You have to be Doresh Torah, you have to be Mevakesh Torah, you have to know that you need this Torah. So Mitzvah Habayis is something that people need a great deal. B'nei Torah especially. Because Ben Torah, first of all, in his nature, is to sit and learn, which is something very ruchni. And then he gets married, and all of a sudden he has this mitzvah's ona, and that's a mitzvah that's very gashmi. So that's very hard. It's very hard to make that transition from being involved, kol kulo and ruchnias. And then pitom, he's involved in this mitzvah, which is so gashmi. So it's very difficult for people, and therefore it's important that they have the right hashkafa and understand how central the mitzvah of Kedushas Habayis is to being an Oved Hashem. That's all part of our avodah. It's not just to learn and to fast and to daven and shivchi kamayim libeich nochach p'nei Hashem and to do chesed and to give tzedakah. But part of it is also this gashmius, this very physical mitzvah of ona, of Mitzvah Habayis. So it's very hard for people to deal with this, that this is something holy. We know the other religions, many of them say that it's disgusting, it's terrible, that a man should be married. So if you really want to be holy, avoid it. And yet in Judaism, that's the ideal. The ideal is to be married. So that's why it's so important that we are mevarer the hashkafa of the Torah in order to learn and see how central it is, and what the right attitude is. And in that way, we will truly be elevated. Says the author of the Mishkan Yisrael, Kol bar Yisrael asher levavu neman l'Hashem notel tzadik kedusha. Any Jewish person whose heart is faithful to God inclines towards kedusha. The divrei tuma v'gas is gormen lo slivus das tivis. And matters of tuma and impurity and uncouthness, crudeness, cause him a feeling of revolt, of being revolted. However, a person cannot rely on his natural sense of Kedusha. We have to go to the Torah, and the Torah is going to tell us what Kedusha is, because our own natural conception of Kedusha might be different than the Torah's. Remember, our nature doesn't always follow the Torah. We all know we have things that we desire in our nature that are against the Torah. So even in matters of Kedusha, Nitzad HaTov, you can't just go with your nature and say, this feels right, this doesn't feel right. This is good, this is not good. That's why we have the Torah. The Torah tells us, there's some people, Yeshayahu says, Parakeh, Pasuk Chav, Samim Or L'choshech, V'choshech L'or, Samim Mar L'masok, V'masok L'mar. They make light into darkness, and darkness into light, and bitter into sweet, and sweet into bitter. So we have to be careful to understand, what does the Torah really say about Ona? What's the correct attitude? Not my own natural inclination. Chazal Ramech to this in the pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, says the Medrash, Yachol Kamoni. I might think that you can be as holy as God. Talmud Lomer Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem Kedushasi L'malo Mikivu Kedushaschem. Because I, Hashem, your God, I'm holy. My holiness is above your holiness. So the intention of Chazal is not to distance us from the Kedusha of Hashem. Because that's the opposite of the pasuk. The pasuk is saying you should be like Hashem. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. It's telling us how to be Dovik B'Kedushasa Yizbarach. Because you would think that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh B'Tzit Mitzad Atzmo, so too a mitzvah for the person is to be Kadosh Mitzad Atzmo, use his own Havana, use his own understanding, and determine what it means to be Kadosh. Come Chazal and teach us, no, that's a mistake. We have to be Kadosh like a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kedushasi L'mala Mikdushaschem. His holiness is higher than our holiness. In other words, our conception of holiness is not the correct conception. Rather, His is. And therefore, we have to be medavik ourselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu's conception of holiness. And that's the Kedushin mitzvahs. The mitzvahs determine what's holy. Ve'yisem kedoshim zu kedushas mitzvah, says the Sifri in Bamidbar. Ve'anshe kodesh tiyuli, says the pasuk. Isi ba'yu ben Yehuda omer, ki k'sha kadosh baruch hu mechadesh mitzvah l'Yisrael, most of them kedusha, every mitzvah is kedusha. So the kedusha, that's a kedusha mevukeshet, he kedushas ha-mitzvahs. Not only what seems to me to be holy, but what seems to God to be holy. And therefore, you can have mitzvahs which bring us to Kedusha, which might seem to the naked eye to be the opposite of Kedusha. A person thinks Kedusha, maybe influenced by foreign religions, is fasting, suffering. Comes the Torah and says, if you eat on Yantif, you get a mitzvah say darais, simchas Yantif, onik Shabbos, eating on Erev Yom Kippur. That's Kedusha also. A person wants to go to approach Kedusha's owner, and he wants to say, ah, this isn't holy. This is gross. This is for the masses. This is for the movies. Rahman al-Islam. That's a mistake. Well, in the movies, it's certainly not holy. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined it for us in the context of marriage is very holy. So now we're going to define Kedusha a little bit more. Kedusha we know is Kedusha is a mitzvah. And now, we're going to go further. The concept of Kedusha has two meanings. Number one is Havdalah. Rashi, Kedoshim to you, Prushim to you. Separate. Number two is Hisiachadus. The Kidashtem Hayomu Machar, V'tazmeninun, says the Unkelus. Talking about Har Sinai. To prepare yourself. To set yourself aside. From Maimon Har Sinai. So l'chor, there are two contradictory definitions. Havdalah is separate. And Hishtaychus, Hisiachadus, V'kidashtam, Yom U'machar, is to prepare yourself. For Har Sinai. So that's the opposite of separating yourself. You're going towards Har Sinai. You're trying to connect to it. But it's really one. Because how do you have Havdalah? What's Kedoshim to you, Purushim to you? You become separate by focusing on one thing. So we have to miyachid ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by separating from other matters of the world. That's Kedusha. Those are the two sides of the coin, and that's what Kedusha is. It's Prisha Nesiachatus. We're poresh from the world, and we're Mesiachid. We focus ourselves solely on Hashem. Tosus, beginning with Sechus Kedushin, Harea Mikudashisli, Tosus says, Miyuchedisli Umizumenisli. You're set aside for me. That's Kedushin. And through being set aside to the husband, she's usher to the Ganzevel, she's usher to the rest of the world. So Kedusha is not just separating yourself, Kedusha is a yachas in a chibur. And the hibadlus is an outcome of the yachas. There's this yachas, there's a relationship with a special person, and this separates from the rest of the world. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. And the person would be the spouse. And in general, Kedusha is obviously even with the spouse, it's all directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Kedusha relates in Kabbalah to the Olam HaYichud, where everything is united, is one. And Tumah is in the Olam HaPeirud, as the Pasuk says, Yisparadu Kol Po'alei Oven. That's in the world of separation. Even the word Ra, Ra means only a part of, separated, something broken. Like a Sulam Ra'ua, is like this shaky ladder. Roa hisroa aretz yishayo chavdal, being broken apart. Something is broken, isn't solid, isn't stable. That's ra. When something is together, has shleimus. That's the opposite. So connecting to something that you're supposed to connect to is kedusha. And by connecting what you're supposed to connect to and being mesiachid with what you're supposed to be mesiachid with, that's the opposite of that's the other side of the coin of havdalah. You're separating from X to connect to Y. And now we understand what Kedusha Sabayis is. Kedusha Sabayis is separating from the rest of the world. The husband and wife have a unique relationship shared by nobody else. And through that, they're miskadesh. And that's why Shteitin Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perakei Halacha Dalit Kol HaNoig Minog Zeh Kidesh, after he talks about the way that a Talmud Chacham should have chibur, kol noig minag ze kidesh nafsho v'tir atzmo v'tiken midosav. If you did this, you're holy, you purify yourself, and you're metaken your midos. That's what happens when a person knows how to do mitzvah sona properly. Purifies him, it elevates him. So since the mitzvah of Ona has to bring to Achdus Bein Ish L'Ishto, there has to be a lot of Ava and Simcha to fill the Kochos HaNefesh of a person. Just like mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos and Simcha Siyantiv require Gashmias, require physical acts, because the goal is to have Oneg and Simcha, so to the mitzvah of Ona. Tachlisa Shal Mitzvahs Ona, writes the Mishkan Yisrael, Lahamidas Hanefesh biyichud mole leben zuga, lebas zuga. The purpose of Ona is to establish the soul with complete oneness with his spouse. Vimzen tztavenu ben yinei aguf, she yosar Hashem yisbrach kedei l'oras hanefesh l'tshukas av v'simchas achibur. So the guf is the means by which we feel the nefesh, the soul feels the yichud mole lebas zuga. The soul has to unite with the spouse. So therefore, there's something physical that brings about that internal feeling. And as the Chazon Ish writes in his Igros Kodesh, Hakol Mitzvah, all parts of it are Mitzvah. Ki Ava V'Reyos Ritzuyin L'Fonav Yisbarach. God loves Ava V'Reyos. When there's Ava and Reyos, that's part of the Mitzvah. People think, no, that's not Frum. Love isn't Frum. Frum is, there's a Mitzvah, so you did the Mitzvah. The mitzvah, even though it's a mefuk baktika mitzvah, it's a very difficult mitzvah. People say, how could something like this be a mitzvah? The more a person's connected to Kedusha and Tara, the more likely they are to feel that way. How could this be a mitzvah? This is gross. This is disgusting. This brings out the most animalistic side of me. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in his Torah that that's what brings out the holiest side of you. The person's engaged in this physical act to bring to an emotional and spiritual bonding with a spouse. That's the height of Kedusha. That's Kedushin. It's the only mitzvah called Kedushin. Kedusha. And even the Av and the Reyus, everything that's part of it, is part of the mitzvah. The Ramban, in Shmos, Perikov Aleph, Pasuk Yud, is defining mitzvah's owner. And he says, Yimacheres yikach lo, she'erak susa v'onasa lo yigra. If a man takes a woman, keruv basar shel zu, she'iraz keruv psara. There has to be keruv basar ben ish v'isha. Mamish bedarchei haguf. What's ksusa? Ksusa is ksus mitasa. Bed coverings, sheets. And what's onasa? Eis doldeha, the time of love. Lo yigra mimenu, you shouldn't negate from her. You shouldn't take away from her. Because he says that it has to be something mechubedik. It shouldn't be kederach kol aretz. Kabal, isha zona. It's just they do and then they go finished. They just did the maisa and then they're done. No, it has to be done in a way that shows the siachadus, that they're focused on this, that this is something important to them. This is done, there's certain rules, certain ways of doing it, and it's done that way. And therefore they shouldn't she'iraz, keruv basa, that they shouldn't do it like the Persians, the Parsim, shem sham shem b'levu she'em. So the Ramban here defines the three aspects in the pasuk of sheru ksusav onasa lo yigra, the three aspects of mitzvah ona. Number one, a sheru is keruv basa, and that shows this complete togetherness. Number two is ksusa. You show that it has chashivas, they have covering for the beds. And number three, onasa. As the Ramban writes, eis dodea, she has man achibur, eis dodim ve'ahavu. And we learn from this Ramban that if he does it derech mikre, the Ramban writes, so that's derech znus. There has to be hargashat achdus, not just that he's doing what he has to do when he's finished. There has to be a feeling of togetherness between ish lishta. Mitzisona mechayevus shirakis adam is kol kol choysa v'asichli manafshi v'agufnim v'yori b'kulam yachas v'ava v'sachdus gemur l'ishis brisa. The mitzvah on is mechayev that a person should focus all of his kochos, intellectual, emotional, and physical, and they should all be focused on the ava and his achdus l'ishis brisa. And any weakening of this feeling of ava is a chisaron and pagam in the mitzvah. Is something lacking in the mitzvah? As the Ramban writes in his Igeres HaKodesh, Sheba'osa achibur in enon asad rov cheshek ava v'ratzim, ein ashchina shoribah. That if it's not done with ava, with ratzon, there's no shchina. In other words, the goal, sweetest friends, is to bring down the shchina. Says in Nida, and Daf Yud Zayin, that a person shouldn't be with his spouse when there's onus shena. Why? Says Rashi. Mitoch shu nenas b'shena, eino mesabel kol kach. U'mashamish v'kiyo mitzis ona ba'alma. Ol ratzos aglibo kutzpe, he doesn't really like her. He's just trying to be mekayim mitzvah. And that's a pagam, Rashi says, in the mitzvah. There's a big chisar in there. V'um ibnei teisha midu sham in Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim talks about ibnei teisha midu, different types of chibors that are inappropriate. So Rashi says that the chisaron is ein misabel kolkach. In other words, the person should be misabel kolkach, and that's the kedusha of the mitzvah of chibur. That's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. Obviously, the mitzvah is l'shem shemayim, but that's part of it. Just like a person loves his friend, does he really love the friend, or are he just doing it because of the mitzvah? There's no real love. He's just doing it because of the mitzvah. There's no real feeling inside, so it's not the proper mitzvah. The proper mitzvah is to love. Why do we love? We love because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to love. Ahavta l'recha kamocha. There has to be that real feeling of ava here also. There has to be that real feeling of Rashi says it can't be eino misabel kolkach. Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perkei Alach Adalev lo yushnem lo shikarim. They shouldn't both be drunk. Lo atznanim, not lazy. Lo atzbanim, not sad. Lo echad me'em elam baratzim. and not even one of them, not only both of them, not even one of them. El baratzen shneim b'simchasim. Rather, they should both have will and they should have simcha. Yisaper v'yisachak imam at. He should talk to her, laugh with her. Kadesh t'siyashiv nafshi, should be happy. So there has to be a sorus of ratzon, simcha, avod, shuka, b'chol kochos ha-nefesh v'aguf. Hei nikar ha-mitzvah. V'al yideyam niskan ha-maisa v'nichnas v'geder kedusha. That's how the mitzvah is done. There has to be simcha. V'chol ha-mitzamseim es kochosav v'rikshosav v'chdeilasas ha-shem mitzvah. All he's thinking about is the mitzvah, but he's doing it without any interest. Just he wants to be yotzei. Like he's, you know, he wants to be yotzei his, you know, whatever mitzvah that a person does that a person doesn't like to do, he has to say tachna never. He gets down to say tach. So that's not the way to do. That's not the way to be mekayem this mitzvah. Not the way to do tachna either. It's certainly not the way to be mekayem this mitzvah. Ramban writes in his Igeres HaKodesh in Perek Vav, Yamshich Liba v'divrei pitu chayim v'cheshe k'day sh'yikshor daita v'data v'sitzratze v'dover v'gam mitoch ha'ava yisera sh'yikonis b'an v'es achiva l'shem shamayim yetze avar chozak v'pikeach v'noy. So the ish has to be mamshich the lev of the isha v'divrei pitu chayim v'cheshe in order that her das has to be makusha with his das and she should be interested, she should be excited about it. And there should be Ava Yisera in this chiva that's being done l'shem shamayim, and in that schus the child will come out, a good, strong, healthy child. So here we have a story in the Gemara. Bracha Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Rav Kahana Olgane Tusei Puria Rav. Rav Kahana went under the bed of Rav. Shamei Disach Sochak v'osat tzrachav. Amar dami pume durav k'mad lo yisarif tafshile. Amar leka hana hocha. Amar leka hana hocha. Puk delav orach ara. So Rav Kahana is hiding under Rav's bed. Rav is with his wife. It's an unbelievable story. It just shows you the yachas of Chazal. Chazal were very open about these things. Obviously, derech mot snua. Everything is bitznias. But this is part of being a Jew. It's part of avodas Hashem. It's like wearing tefillin. And eating kosher. So he heard that Rav, soch v'sochak, he was speaking with his wife, sicha b'teila. He wasn't telling her a mahalach of Reb Chaim, and Reb Baruch Ber's Hosafa, and Reb Shimon is a different mahalach. It wasn't what he was talking about with his wife. He was talking about with his wife what they were talking before Tashmish, sicha b'teila shel ritzoy Tashmish, Rashi says. And he says, Rebbe, so you sound like a hungry person that never did this before. You mamish have kalas rosh. That's what the Rav Kahana tells his Rebbe, Rav. He says, Rebbe, this is kalas rosh. How can you speak this way to your wife? How can you speak this way b'chlal? And then he says to his Talmud, he says, Kahana, you're here? He says, Gei Arayis, go out. It's not derech eretz. What are you doing here? Rav Kahana was there, Rav Kahana chas v'shalom. Rav Kahana didn't have any negative bad intentions. He wanted to learn halachas, mitzvah, v'lumad on itzara. So we have Rav, a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh lo soch sicha b'teila kol yomav. And he, mamish was mekayim the mitzvah of Ona, the Ava, it says that in the Rav Menachos was Deus in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. He wanted to do the mitzvah of Ona with such simcha, with such tshuka, such Ava, that his Talmud, Rav Kahana couldn't understand what was going on. And then he told Rav Kahana, you're right, this is not appropriate if you're here. It's only appropriate if no one else is here. Just me and my wife. What are you doing here? Go away. So if a person's living in the world where he's involved with Tzchok and Sicha B'Teila anyway, and then he is involved in Svok and Sicha B'Teila when he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. So then he doesn't know what's going on over here. It's just a continuation of his regular life. So he doesn't really understand that he doesn't see the Kedusha. But if a person is involved in Yani Kedusha, a person is Mitar and Mekadish himself, And then he does this the way the Torah says, so he understands that this is something different. Remember that I wouldn't speak Sicha B'Teila? But now this is part of the mitzvah. A person wants to, talks to a little child, and he wants to be Mesamech the child. So he talks to the child on the child's level. It's part of the mitzvah. A person goes to the hospital. There's something today called like Sanut Rifuit. That there's medical clowning. They learn how to be clowns and they learn how to be Mesamech the patients in the hospital. It's a beautiful thing. So they do funny things and silly things and say funny things. But that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah of Mesamech the Chola. So here it's part of the mitzvah. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his Torah Lishma and Orach Chaim Siman Ayin Beis, Afal pi shetzarich lechaven, I'll read it like a sfar, shetzarich lechaven la'asot mitzvat Hashem Yitbarach, tzarich shiye lo baze ratzon v'te'ava b'chol libo. So if the person has to be mechaven, to be mechaven with Hashem, but there also has to be ratzon v'te'ava b'chol libo. So the mitzvah habayis is in the realm of mishpatim, as the Gemara calls it in Erev and Kuf Amud Beis, derech eretz, the way of the land. That's mishpat, that's justice. The mitzvah's ona brings to shleimus of the person, and it determines what the woman deserves, which is kemishpat habanos yesela, talking about ona, and shmos chafal of perek tes, pasuk tes. And it says in the Rambam, in the Moira, and Chelek Gimel. Os Mem Tes. Vein Hefrish Ben Kovesh Schar Sachir Lemish Yichbosh Chok Yishto. There's no difference between a person who doesn't pay his worker and a person who doesn't pay his wife what his wife deserves. So well, that's the Mishpat. That's what he owes her. It's part of the agreement. And therefore, the Derech HaNechona, the correct way to be mekayem mitzvah habayis is beratzon atzmi v'simcha. Like the pasuk says, simcha letzadik asos mishpat. There should be simcha for the tzadik when he does mishpat, mishlei chaf aleph. From here learns the Rambam, in the Hakadama to Avos, sheroi sheyase adam hatovos v'misav nechsef alein. So a person should want to do this. There's a simcha, he's doing the mishpat, he's doing what he has to do. And now when it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Mem, Lo yichabin lahana oso elokadam shuparei eschovo. The kavana shouldn't be for one's own personal hana. He should just be having kavana to pay his debt. It doesn't mean that there should be a lack of will. Like a guy says, I owe him $50, I have to pay the $50. You don't want to lose the $50. No. It's a person who knows, it's gevaldik, I have a chov, and now I paid my chovos. Imagine a person has chovos. He owes millions of dollars, so how am I going to pay all this back? Such a big obligation. Then he pays it, he feels so good, he wants to make a party. I'm free, I don't owe anybody money. A lot of people walk around today with deep chovos. It's the greatest simcha, is to get rid of your chovos. So here there's a gevaldik simcha, I was pareh my chov, Baruch Hashem. I had this heavy obligation upon myself, and now I fulfilled my obligation. So you should feel good, it should be simcha, there should be tuv levav. Chazal saying psachim of the derech of the Amal Aretz is that, as Rabbeinu Tam there explains in Tosas, Eino mamte mechit dispayas. He doesn't wait until she's mispious. And that the Gemara calls a makkah. It's like hitting her. Because the woman wants to be misachet. She wants to have true chibur. And the man just does his duty and he leaves. Now there has to be achdus. Or Whereas the Talmud Chacham, it says in Avos, it says Oy v'samakom, Oy v'sabrios, M'samecha samakom, M'samecha sabrios. So that's the job of the Talmud Chacham. He loves everybody. He loves God, he loves people. He makes God happy, makes people happy. And he's Mekayim v'ishto, as it says in the Pasuk, when we psar chalois is alein, the tefik l'rayv l'nafshecha, but nefshish nana tazbiya. So he's not hiding from his own flesh, from his wife. He's fulfilling her needs. And he's promised, as the Pasuk says, as Yishayon and Vav, v'zarek v'choshe gorcha v'avilas lo tzarayim. Even the darkness of the Yetzer Hara is going to be shined when he has the proper yachas. So that's all the tzara tov. So I hope that we've had some insight, I know I have, into the tzara tov of Mitzvah Sona. And now the Mishkan Yisrael gets into the tzara ra. The tzara mafsid, the tzara makalkil, that we have to be careful of. Yedias hafach emachasi. You know, one side from the other side. So we have to know, first of all, that the Ava Ben Ish L'Isha is a mashal for the Ava Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael. Kol HaKsuvim Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim. So Shir HaShirim, which is a mashal of Ish V'Isha, they wouldn't give a mashal if the mashal wasn't a holy mashal. The mashal is holy and the nimshal is holy. The mashal is the Ish V'Isha and the nimshal is the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says that look at the Chiba. When the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed, and they saw the Kruvim, Urim, Zeb, Zeh, were hugging each other. Ruuchi Baschem, says the Gemara, Yuman and Dalad, Lufnei Amakom, Kishipa, Zachar, Ben Akeva, look. God loves you like a man loves his wife. So that's all in the framework of Ava V'Achdus, but if it's Taivas Haguf, there's no Ava and Ratzah, it contradicts the Ava from the very basis. It's just something physical. There's a very important Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos to Avos. The Rambam writes that there are three types of Oavim. There's Oav Toelas, Oav Menucha, and Oav Maila. And Oav Toelas is like two partners. They benefit from each other. We're business partners. Or the king, loves his people. They benefit from each other. He does his job, they do their job. And Oav Menucha is an Oav Hana'a. And that's Zachar in the cable, it's just for pleasure. And Oiv Maila is Rashi, the Rambam writes, Shatiya Taibish Shneva Kabanasam Dover Echad Vuato. Two people who both want good. And everybody wants to be helped by their friend. So the essential difference between Oiv Toelis Vahana and Oiv Maila is emphasized in the Rambam. The Rambam writes when he's talking about the Oiv Maila, somebody who loves somebody because of the good that's going to come out of them. He wants to help his friend if it's true Ava, if it's Oiv Maila, because both of them are going to benefit. Whereas when we're talking about Ava's Toelos Vahana, it's only himself. That's why Chazal said that an Ava, Tluya B'davar, is Ava's Amnon V'Tamar. First they wrote the Oev, Amnon. First there was Amnon. It was Avas Amnon, Kam. Amnon loved himself. And then because he loved himself, there was also Tamar involved. Then he took Tamar. That's Ava Tluya V'Dara. That's only my own pleasure. Chas V'Shalom, Rachman Alitzlan. And then there's the Avas David V'Yehoinasan, which is Avas Sheina Tluya V'Dara. And they... Here, Chacham first wrote the Nav. Ava's David. He was the one who was beloved. And then Yehonasan, who wanted to be mitzarev to the Maila of David. It was Yehonasan, according to the Mishkan Yisrael, was the Oev. And David was the Nav. And Yehonasan, David was on a higher level. And Yehonasan wanted to get to the level, that was the Oiv Maila. He wanted to get to the Maila of David. David didn't want to get to the Maila of Yehonasan. Yehonasan more wanted to get to the Maila of David. David was on a higher level. And therefore, first he writes Avas David, first he writes the Nav. And then the Oiv, because it's not about the Oiv. It's not about the one doing the loving. It's about both of them. They should both be elevated. And then when David elevates Yohanes, and David is elevated. And that's what's supposed to be in a bad Beis Yisrael. In a Beis Yisrael, there's supposed to be an Abbas HaMaila, that they both want what's good for each other. It says, Ish v'ish zachu, Shechina b'neim. We know the Gemara in Sotah Yud Zayin, that if there's Zoche, then the Shechina is between them. When's the Shechina between them? So the Zohar says, read it in translation, from Vayikra Pe'alof Amar Aleph, V'hu be'echad mi'ishi benu apasik in Eov, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shar v'lo nimtza elo be'echad, V'imasa nikra adam echad, V'shar shu nimtza v'chibur zachu b'nekev. God is only with one, and man is only one with his wife. And his holiness and the elevated holiness and his kavanas and his kaddish. So when a person is b'ziva g'echad zacha v'nekeva, and he has kavanah to be miskadish, then he's shalim, and he's called one. There's no chisar. That's where God dwells. That's v'hu be'echad mi shivenu. He is with one who could turn him away. That the one is man with his wife together. Mishum kach tzarach adam l'samech as ishto b'osu shah. Therefore the Zohar says, a man has to be samech as wife b'osu shah. U'lahachin osu shtiyah b'ratzen echad dima. There has to be one ratzen. V'yiskab mishneem ke'echad la'al so'inyan. They should have both the same kavanas. That they should have complete achdus. Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoreh be'echad. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in a Shema Kedosha Moseecha. And they're called Banav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal says, Shloshe Shutvim Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avivimo. The Shutvus begins at the Tchilas HaYitzira. When it starts, the very beginning. But Chazal say, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yichavi Mahana Oso. Like a shikr, like the Gra explains, a drunk person, all he can think about is Hanaz Gufa. And the Ari writes, "V'lotia kebehemos lanas haguf bilvan." Shouldn't be like a behema. Cares only about hanas haguf. In other words, it shouldn't be avid fluy bedaver, just to be misapik, to fulfill one's own animalistic desires. There has to be ava, which is supposed to bring a unity between the two. And that's kedusha. That's ma'ila. That's the high level. And knowing that at that moment God is with them. And one of the problems of Arayus, what's so bad about Arayus? Arayus is just bringing out the animal in a person. Even Histaklus Asura, it's just the animal in a person, there's no relationship there. It's just about the looker. And the Torah says, don't do Arayus, we don't want you to just be involved in pure Taiva. And those are the B'nai Teisha Midos we alluded to before, which maybe, hopefully we'll get to in a later shiur. That it's like one of them is a shikr. People are drunk, so then it's not about Hashem, it's not about achdus, it's about fulfilling taivus, which is the opposite of what the Torah wants. The Rambam says in Deos Perkei Alecha Dalet, Af v'shishit adim v'teres l'tomit, roi lo l'tamut chochem l'hargil atzim v'kedusha. He writes that the Rambam, a woman, is always mutter to him, as long as she's Taura, but a Talmud Chacham should be marking himself with Kedusha. In other words, even when she's mutter to him, not to overdo it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, if you want to look, if you want a makor for these in Yanim, you look in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, called the Siddur Beis Yankov, and he has an Haggas Lil Shabbos. So he says, Kim mikra ha'achila kach mikra ha'bi'ila. Kim mikra ha'bi'ila, eating and bi'ya are in the same category. Kad tov, less tov mine. When it's good, there's no better. V'kad ra, less ra mine. And when it's bad, there's no worse. And he'll give you a simon. In Shulchan Aruch, when they talk about these inyanim, it's a simon reish mem, Reish Mem is Ram, which means exalted, elevated. And it could also be Mar, bitter. So if it's good, it's the best. And if it's bad, it's the worst. Right, the Mishkan Yisrael haskama b'leiv lashkia yeter tzuma t'leiv l'shlem u'shabayis b'tchilat ha'nisuin potachat sha'ar l'bal deya ketzad l'hosif b'chai av ha'ach v'sholom v'reyes. The agreement in one's heart to invest more in the shlem u'shabayis at the beginning of marriage, it opens up a gate for those who have wisdom to add to a life of av ha'ach v'sholom v'reyes. Because the Torah says that the first year a person has to stay home. Like the Chinuch writes, first year, the small chasen imishto sham, k'de lahargil ateva imo lahadvik haratzon etzla. First year, he's samech with his wife, in order to be margil his teva with her, to be mad dovik his ratzon in her, ulahachnes tziyura v'chopala v'leiv, u'mitokach yachik adam dako mishizor. Now he's completely focused on this woman, he's not interested in anybody else. V'yifne ruilo machshafto v'yichshu ha'avlodim sh'teled lo, v'yola ma'lechein lefnei bor. The person's focused on his wife, and nobody else, and he builds it up in the first year, particularly. And that's what the woman wants, like the Chazanish writes in his letter. A woman, nothing makes her happier than when her husband is pleased with her. The Zohar says, don't worry too much about this world, don't worry too much about work. The first year, be focused on your wife. You should always be focused on your wife, but specifically the first year. And that's what builds the basis for the future. It's a difficulty in going and confusion in the transition from a world that one knows, that one is familiar with, and a world that hasn't yet been built. The yisod of the koach that a person has to go into a way that he's not familiar with and be successful is emunah. And so too, when one gets into marriage, one has to start with emunah. Emunah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, emunah is a seder zroim, as Tosfos brings, shemanim b'chai olamim v'zoreya. Emunah, Pasuk says emunah sitecha, the Gemara says emunah is da'adar shaman on the seder zroim, because he believes in the life of the world that he plants. Brought in Tosfos in Shabbos, daf lamed aleph, amud aleph. And the explanation is that when you plant, you lose what you have. You have a seed, now you don't have it anymore. But when you believe, you know that this is going to bring to a process where you're going to, a lot is going to grow from this. Be'emunaso yichye is going to live with his emunah, and more is going to come from this, more good things. So the couple has to have emunah that the Shekhinah is with them, and they build their internal world, that they're going to build something very beautiful here. And they don't need the outside world, there's something unique between them. And then they have emun zebazeh. They have faith in each other. They have trust in each other. The Gemara says in the Seches, Kedushin Daf Ches, Samar Tesikah V'Mekadosh B'Shiroi. The Gemara there says that if a man marries a woman, according to one opinion, if a man marries a woman with a silk garment and he says it's worth $100, and it's worth $100, they're not married. Why? Because Lo Samcha Daita. She doesn't trust him. How does she know? She doesn't know it's worth 50. She doesn't know 100. She doesn't trust him. 50 there, I think. In any event, Rav Yosef Epstein in his Sefer Mitzvah says, from here you see that for Kedushin you need Emun. There needs to be trust. She doesn't trust, there's no Kedushin. The whole marriage has to be built on Emun. The Maharal and his Nesiv Emunah Perak Aleph writes, Ish v'isha yesh lam biyachat chibur v'eslam b'frat shaykh Emunah. They have a connection and they especially need Emunah. They need a moon in each other and a moon in Hashem. And they have to have bitachon. If they're mekayim, the mitzvah, b'chinas nasa, b'nishma, they do it, then they'll understand. And they'll see how wonderful it is. They'll see the shlemus ha'nefesh. Tuv tam v'das lamdeni, kivu mitzasecha emanti. It says in Dehillim Kuf Yutes Samachvav. Teach me good things because I believe in your mitzvahs. When you believe in the mitzvahs, good things come out. You see how it's po'el on a person. See how it brings out the good in a person. So we should all be zochem to Hashem, to be miskadish, to be misa'ale, the kedushas habayis. And obviously this goes in the bayis and then out of the bayis. Part of the marital relationship is somebody leaves the house, he watches his eyes and his ears, and he doesn't read things he's not supposed to read, he doesn't look at things he's not supposed to look at, he doesn't get involved in relationships he's not supposed to be involved in. And we should all be zochem to the kiyum of the pasuk of V'yadata ki shalom ohalecha. Amen. Ken Yeratzen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.